We understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
Scheman and Shepherd, 993ESPN and the 993ESPN app.
Hit it, Stevie.
Somebody asked me on the text line if I don't like harmonica with Stevie Wonder, because I told you, I don't like harmonica in general.
So you don't like this song either?
I actually do like this song.
This is a lovely song.
This is a good song.
It's a great song.
It's a lovely song.
So is Piano Man.
But no. Piano Man, there's too much
is
harmonica.
It's an anthem.
He plays harmonica in a song about a piano. Be the piano man. He should be more piano and less harmonica.
So he is. He is more piano. He's playing both at the same time. Many can do that either.
It's ridiculous. I just don't like harmonica, generally speaking. Here, it works. Stevie's magical.
Here, it works.
Stevie Wonder is magical. Mm-hmm. Billy Joel
he is magical.
Couldn't hold Stevie Wonder's sunglasses.
Stop it.
Billy
Stop
Joel.
It.
They're both great. Stevie Wonder sunglasses.
Fact. They're both fantastic musicians.
That's a hot. That those are words never uttered before. Way to go, Craig.
Awesome.
By the way,
you found the hill that nobody on earth is sitting on, and you said, "Yep, this looks like a great spot."
Can we update our Twin Peaks Twitter poll on my harmonica debate?
At 99.3 ESPN yep. Radio, does the harmonica sound like nails on a chalkboard? 78% have said no.
Ah, I'm gaining.
You are.
Up to 22% now.
You are.
Agree with me. Getting a lot of text.
If you put a caveat in there that said, do you like Piano Man or not, it'd be 95% yes. Guaranteed.
Overrated.
No, stop it.
In that same overrated category. I got a big bag of overrated. He's in it. Al Kaline just passing away for you Detroit fans, age 85.
Yep.
Just got that news about an hour ago.
NFL announcing it'll hold a fully virtual draft April 23rd to 25th on ESPN, ABC, and the NFL Network. They're all going to combine forces.
Yeah.
Hopefully the FaceTiming technology will be okay.
Yeah, it's weak right now. I got two weeks to figure it out. Along those lines, the NFL wanting to move forward. We got a sound from Donald Trump this weekend. Saturday, met with all the commissioners of the major professional sports. Duly noted, college athletics was not represented by President What's-His-Face.
Mark Emmert.
Mark Emmert. Here is Donald Trump being hopeful that the NFL could start on time.
I just spoke with the commissioners, leaders of, I would say, virtually all of the sports leagues. They want to get back. They got to get back. They can't do this. The sports weren't designed for it. The whole concept of our nation wasn't designed for it. We're going to have to get back. We want to get back soon, very soon.
All right.
Okay, what he just said can apply to any business, anybody, any profession either, all of them.
True.
Everything you just said. I mean,
he's not putting a timeline on it. He got in trouble with that once
for Easter weekend, which may be in the peak worst time instead of getting back to.
So he didn't give any dates or anything like that. Look, is it the worst thing right now to say things that make some people optimistic? No. Was there any there? No.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice that it's on the what's nice for me is that all the commissioners of the sport are figuring out what's the contingency plan.
Right.
What's the next step when inevitably we get back to whatever normal looks like after this? When we get there, what does our game look like?
Yeah.
And it's nice that everybody's, you know, that the commissioners, I guess they're doing their job. So, you know, it is, but it's nice that they're thinking about that.
Did I see South Korea is back to playing, but they're all wearing masks?
The 21st is going to start again on the contingency that nobody else tests positive for the virus. So, otherwise, they're going to postpone it another couple weeks.
Right. So teams are back at their facilities, I guess, playing inter-scrimmage games. And there was one, the Twins, the twins from South Korea. I guess one of the players walked in, and they get scanned before they go in to see if they have a temperature or not. Yeah. And one of the players did register a temperature just over 99 degrees. All the players then put on masks. Everybody put on masks for the day for, and they went out and played an inter squad game.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's a path forward.
Well, then the test came back. They got the test back a few hours after practice. The player was negative.
Just had a low-grade fever.
Just had a low-grade fever, but that was kind of the – that's what we're going to see here, I think.
Okay. All right, let's go to the phones. My man Otis, probably wanting to criticize me for something here, my good friend. Let's bring him on. Otis, you're on with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Hello.
Hi, Otis.
Hey. So is it that obvious, Mr. Sheeman? That obvious.
Sometimes I just say things and I'm like, all right, let me count it down to Otis rips on me. Let's go.
You're not alone. Unfortunately, you two geriatrics a few segments ago were painting a broad brush like nobody from your generation did anything ludicrous.
Didn't say that, Otis. Be fair.
Take it easy.
Don't put words in my mouth. So I didn't say that.
Rhode Island, Mister, go back to Rhode Island and all that stuff. Just hang on a minute. Let me finish. Mister Patriot lover. Listen, man. If we had Twitter and Facebook and all the great stuff you got now, and two old guys on the radio criticizing somebody shooting Nerf arrows at a gator, I can't say on the radio. I'm from Florida. I'm from here. The stupid stuff we did, man. I can't tell you how many. If we had the gator in the pond, we'd try and catch it. We would have tried to catch it because the dude on my vice had one on his boat. We would have named him Elvis. I'm telling you. So the worst they doing is, I mean, excuse me, Mr. Seaman, they interrupted your online mass, which is, it ain't going to stop you from going to hell. It's going to take a lot more than online mass to keep you out of hell. I'm here to tell you. It's going to take more than that. But kudos for you for at least doing that. But listen, man, there's so many. Every generation has got that kid. I mean, if we'd have had a golf cart, man, we would have souped it up. We had go-karts. Instead of just riding them normal, we played bumper cars with them, wouldn't put the seatbelt on. I mean, we played cops and robbers with BB guns. And when we got older, we played them with real guns. So it was like nobody died. You know, it was crazy. We did that in the projects when we became teenagers. Yeah. It was nuts. But every generation's got idiots. And you know,
I get that. But Otis, just answer me this: if you're Craig's next door, if you're at Craig's position, and you see, if you're wherever you live, and next door you see kids that might really could hurt them, like you can see it. I don't know you all that well, but you seem like a man that would say, "Hey kids, be careful." You know, blah blah. You know, you'd say something respectfully, like, "Hey, be careful." I think
I don't know if you could say anything because their mom or dad might be ballistic. Don't say anything to my angel.
Yeah.
You don't know unless they're doing something. I mean, yeah. You know, I understand you guys don't want nobody on your lawn and all that stuff.
It's not that. If I see a kid in my vision that I think is in danger, I'm going to say something. If I see somebody in my community throwing stuff at alligators, I'm going to say, hey. You know, knock it off. I mean, you're not supposed.
Well,
don't do that.
I mean, that is valid, but I mean, unless they're down there trying to grab the alligator. Let me give you a true story. One of my customers, or could have been my customer, he was from Minnesota. Yeah. So he didn't know what the hell he was doing when he moved here. And I went to visit him to do a bid, and he's got this cast on his hand and his pinky, all the way down his pinky. And he lived, like you guys, at a preserve in the back. And we're going to, you know, do some stuff back there. I said, hey, how'd you hurt your hand? He tells me. There's about a 5-foot gator in the back of his yard. They didn't have the fence or anything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just preserved. And he went out there, and he told the alligator to shoo, go away, shoo. Uh-huh. And he got close. He was from Minnesota, and he got up on the alligator. And in mid-sentence, while he was explaining to me, he said, I didn't know they could jump. And I said, oh, my God. The gator jumped up, bit his pinky. Had it hanging off, and he was shooing the gator in the air. His wife comes out with the broom, hits the gator. It gets tired of getting hit. It lets him go. His hand's gray and purple. It was just getting some of the pink back by the time I saw it. I told him, shooing the gator doesn't really work.
It doesn't. No, that doesn't work.
Heel, boy, heel.
Yeah, I did. He told me it didn't work. I said, well, look, don't shoe a rattlesnake either because it's not going to let And I mean, I don't know what y'all got in Minnesota. He said, we got timberwolves. I said, well, maybe you can shoe one of them. But when I go up there, I'm not going to shoe the timberwolves. No. I might shoot it, but I'm not going to go bother them. I said, don't shoe any more gators. So as long as he is not telling the gator to shoe and get close to it, as long as they're 50 feet away or so, I'm not going to bother them. When I see their mom, I'll probably squeal on them. But, you know, there are worse things in life. Like, you know, getting your finger bit, your pinky finger bit off by an alligator because you walked down there and told it to go away. You know,
that's true.
Because they speak English.
That's true.
What they do. They speak English. They understand that. Especially right. when you got a Minnesota accent.
Thank you, Otis. You be good, man.
We got
some texts from Fitz Baltimore. Said Otis for president. And Tom Brady is Thanos texting in. I love Otis. LOL.
Oh, great texter name. You got to text in more. I like that name.
Have I mentioned that these are the same neighbors that told me to tear my tree down, but they hang their stuff on my tree?
Yeah, that's what I love. That's the other part, the other hypocrisy.
See,
that's
part of the story that's important, right?
Yeah,
like we're dealing with coronavirus right now, right?
Right.
Like when I hear about a death, I want to know now. Like I've been conditioned to say, okay, pre-existing or underlying conditions.
Yeah.
Are there that's a pre-existing condition that you failed to tell me about.
Right.
So now it maybe makes a little bit more sense where you're going to kind of give a little jab to the neighbors when you can. Now I'm starting to understand it. You're painting the full picture. You don't have a paint roller out. You're giving me some details.
Right,
you're giving me a fine tip pen and kind of filling in the blank areas.
I love their kids. Their kids are very respectful. This was the kid's friend that came over on Sunday and started shooting the alligator. It wasn't the kid. It wasn't the neighbor. So, I mean, I don't know. It was just a whole big thing.
Yeah, the Big Quinn says, if I lived next door to you and saw your kid shooting a gator with a Nerf gun or pelican, I'd get my camera phone out and video the whole thing. I'm not saying a word. It's called natural selection.
Yeah, it is natural selection. Survival of the fittest.
There's some there.
Yeah. Also, I should let you know, since it's 5 o'clock hour, new listeners and all that, Pete Shepard, over the weekend, as you know, I don't like to waste as much time watching TV as you do.
That might be changing.
But I started a couple of series and did a little miniature binge watching over the weekend. I saw the first two episodes of Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm.
With little baby Yoda and his little egg crate, whatever it was, the little egg thing he would go cruising around. How many episodes is that? 9? 8?
Somewhere around there.
I forget. Yeah.
All right, so I'm 2 in. I liked it.
I think it's 8.
Okay.
You'll like it more as you keep watching.
But I had to put it on the back burner because on Sunday, and I admit this is a little old now, but got into Tom Clancy's
Jack Ryan.
It's not as old as you think, because I think they just started the third season this year.
I'm only 3 episodes into season 1. Was riveted, wanted to watch more, but it was midnight, time to go to bed. I will watch more tonight. My only problem is you've got the dude from The Office, and the comedy is now like the most sophisticated like crime stopper in the world, Jack Ryan. What's the guy's name from The Office?
Jim.
Jim.
It's called versatility as an actor, don't you? I mean, that's what you
Good
hate
job by
guys-
him. Good job. But
yeah,
I had to get over that hurdle in the first few minutes.
It's actually Jim Halpert.
Chris Pine was Jack Ryan in the last movie.
Yeah.
Really?
Which was a Jack Ryan movie?
There's several. Ford and then Alec Baldwin played him in
First, that was A Hunt for Red October came out first.
Great
All
movie.
Great books, by the way. Happy to say I read all his books.
I just saw the movies. No need to read the books.
Patriot Games. Hunt for Red October is awesome. Patriot Games is awesome. And Clear and Present Danger is awesome. Fantastic.
Yeah, they're great.
Yep.
Let's...
You haven't seen Patriots game, Chris?
No.
Oh, you were or Clear and Present Danger. Those are riveting.
Those are great movies.
Oh, I mean, if they're like Jack Ryan stuff, I love that.
Except they're better because they got like Harrison Ford and it's bigger than life and it's a whole thing. It's great.
They are fantastic. Those two are my two favorites.
It is better. It is better. Mm. Chris, once again, another example of something that's older from a prior time, better.
Sometimes that's true.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's true. Sometimes that's not true.
Mostly it is.
No.
Yeah.
No.
For example,
here, let me teach you something right now, Craig. Society advances.
All right.
It progresses.
I got a quiz for you.
It doesn't regress.
Okay.
We don't look back and go, man, I wish it would be like it were back in the 70s where you couldn't get up with anybody unless they were standing right next to a house phone.
Okay.
So, no.
All right.
I completely disagree with that.
Some
things are better.
May I give you a quiz? Can I have quiz music? I have a quiz for you that will prove you wrong. Are you ready?
I don't really want to do a quiz for me
It's not going to be degrading to you. It's just going to be a quiz. Just two or three questions tops. We'll figure out a lot.
This is a quiz.
I have a quiz.
All right, Chris.
Pete's been trying all day to do a quiz.
What was better, the year 2000 or the year 2020?
The year 2000.
Okay. What was better, the year 1990 or 2020?
90.
What was better, the year 1980 or 2020?
80.
I could do this all day long.
No, you can't.
Yeah, I can.
Go back to the early 1940s.
All right, you may have me there.
That's right. I did get you there.
How about 1933?
Not always. Yeah,
Prohibition ended in 1933.
Not always.
Yes, but the Depression was still going on, or right towards the end. Yeah, right. But still going on.
That concludes my quiz. All right, let's get Sean in here. Then Pete Shepard's
jumping
at the bit.
It was very condescending, just so we're all clear.
I didn't think it was condescending at all.
It was very.
It's just sometimes, most of the times, things were better back in the day.
Well, maybe you didn't mean for it to be condescending, but it came off that way.
Let's go to the phones. Sean, your Giants didn't do too well against the Eagles in Madden simulation on Friday.
Yeah, I saw that. I came off of work, and I went on the website to see what the score was. I was kind of disappointed. I'm like, but when I realized, when what I forgot was that they're using the updated rosters for the Giants. And, of course, everybody else in the Giants is the worst. We have, like, one of the worst offensive lines.
Yep.
Yeah.
Still that season, so I should have figured. I should have taken that into effect, even though Barkley.
Well, we told you, Friday.
Try to tell you, man. Try to tell you.
I still gotta have faith in my team somehow. It's no sports, so you know, I still can't give up on my Giants. But hopefully, we can beat the Cardinals tonight. I'll be watching that because I'll be off of work at that time.
Oh, do you play?
Yeah.
Or do you guys play tonight?
Yeah, Giants Cardinals tonight
at 10 o'clock. Giants are actually 3.5-point favorites. The 7 o'clock game for Madden simulation through Twitch, which, by the way, you have a link at our website at 99.3ESPN.com. Seattle, 3-point favorite at Philly. There you have it.
How was your guys' weekend, by the way?
Fantastic. I guess I watched a lot of TV and yelled at people next door, but, you know, that. It's good.
Sounds like my daily life yelling at people, yay. No, but Chris, by the way, when you guys were just talking about a couple minutes ago about not wanting to go back, sometimes when I see what the kids in this generation do, I want to go back to, you know, back in like the 90s where, you know, or later back when we didn't have kids eating Tide Pods.
Yeah, you know, there's always...
Sometimes I wonder why their rate, like, even though, yeah, I'm 20, but I still have more common sense than half the people my age. Because they want to eat Tide Pods or they want to text and drive, and I wonder where that common sense disappeared.
That's fair.
Like where...
Yeah.
No, that's fair. Look, that's fair. I'm not going to dispute you on that. All I would say is that kids in the 70s couldn't eat Tide Pods because they didn't have Tide Pods.
They
just ate acid. They ate acid instead.
They probably found a little bit more common sense than the kids nowadays that have like zero.
Thank you, Sean. Appreciate the phone call.
And again, I'll go back to
Craig. Remember back in the 70s and even into early, remember dots? Remember on that white?
The candy on the white piece of paper? Yes.
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 Remember those were at one point... People were lacing those with LSD or some other hallucinogen. Remember, there was a bad time.
I
never liked those things anyway.
Yeah.
I never liked them anyway, but that was a bad phase that, this country went through.
It was too much work. Donnie
got careful of them. I didn't like them.
I mean, okay, take a handful of M&Ms and throw them in your mouth. If you want a handful of dots, you got to sit there and lick the paper and bite them off. It's going to take you a while to get a mouthful going.
Talking about the dots. They had the dots that were like jujubes. Those were another version of dots. I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about what you're talking about, the white piece of paper.
Yeah, the white piece.
Looked like it came off of a printing press, like a machine.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, it was manufactured.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right, I know Pete's chomping at the bit. You got a list to do. We still, I don't know if we...
I got lists. I got quizzes. We haven't gone over the 2010s All-Decade team.
In case you haven't heard, Chris has already put in for his vacation time for mid-November.
Mid-November, I will not be here.
Augusta National has set a date, I believe. I'm not looking at it. I think it's November 12th.
Right into Thanksgiving. A week later is Thanksgiving, probably, right?
Oh, is it? No, I think it's 2 weeks later.
It might be 2 weeks later, but
let me
still
look it up.
November 12th through the 15th or 16th or something. I have it here somewhere. Hold on. Hold on.
12th through the 16th.
All right. Yeah. 12th through the 15th is what I got. Yeah.
Yes, Masters. 12, 13, 14, 15, yes.
Fall foliage instead of the azaleas in bloom.
Thanksgiving is the 26th this year, another late Thanksgiving for us.
All right, very good. Mm. All right, before the break, Pete has a list. He's had it for 3 hours.
It's the fourth Thursday in November this year.
Isn't it always? Or is it the last? Okay, thank you. You tried to
trick
me.
Did we go this debate?
You tried to trick
that
me.
We thought it was the third Thursday.
Nobody ever thought it was the third Thursday.
I did.
Wrong.
No, I was wrong, but I thought that.
I know, but I've had twice as many Thanksgivings as you. I have more experience. It's always the fourth. It's late.
I know you're not great at math. You haven't had twice as many as me.
Thank you. I'm younger than
you're welcome.
All right, let's get this dang list going.
All right.
What is it?
I thought we were going to break.
Oh, sorry.
All right, we come back. We can come back.
No,
this is a very aggressive
list of things to do in our final full segment. Are we going to get it all in?
Yeah, we'll get it all in. So this is an interesting list. Quarterback selected top five who have never been a Pro Bowler since 1999.
And now, a list.
Top five, no Pro Bowl.
Yes.
Hit it.
Here we go. Starting in 1999, Tim Couch and Akili Smith.
Oh, yeah. Horrible.
0-2. Again, these are quarterbacks selected top five since 1999 through 2019 who have never been a Pro Bowler. I'm doing this in chronological order here.
All right.
2002, David Carr and Craig.
2002, Joey Bleeping Harrington.
Yes. Then we have to move up 5 years to 07. Jamarcus Russell.
Ugh. Oh, yeah. What a waste.
That was a bust.
2 years later, 09, despite getting to the AFC Championship after that twice, Mark Sanchez.
Oh, yeah.
It was so bad.
Number 10, Sam Bradford.
No Pro Bowls?
That's kind of surprising.
Not even as an alternate?
He was hurt a lot. Remember, he was banged up, and then he just always...
Yeah. But he had that decent year with Minnesota.
Yeah.
On really bad knees.
No knees.
Yeah.
He was playing on shin bones at that point in his career.
Yeah. In fact, that dude has made more money with less than probably anybody in the history of the NFL. Because he got three big contracts.
Maybe Earth.
That was before they reduced the rookie wage scale.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2014, the inevitable Blake Bortles.
Blake! Still going strong.
Yuck.
Yep. Again, these are top five quarterbacks selected
still going.
From 1999 through now. Have never been a Pro Bowler.
He's still back up with the Rams? I think so.
No. Yeah. One in 2015, Marcus Mariota.
Oh, yeah. That shouldn't change anytime soon.
Jameis made a Pro Bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah, one, right?
Yep.
Alternate. Did
he make the most recent one?
No.
He had 30 touchdowns and 5,200 passing yards or something like that.
The league shunned him for the 33 picks. There was no way they were giving him a Pro Bowl spot. 33 touchdowns, 30 picks, you're correct.
Okay, now we go up to 2018. Kind of not fair because it's early, but still. 2018, Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold.
They will both make a Pro Bowl in the future. I think Baker, Mayfield will.
I think Baker Mayfield will as well. I don't think Sam Darnold is making a Pro Bowl.
All right.
I don't either. And finally, 2019, Kyler Murray.
He might make it this year.
He will
for sure. He might make it this year with that receiving core.
For sure make a Pro Bowl.
All right, very good. All right, Pete, when we come back, you've got the decade team?
I got the top 2010s all-decade team. Plus a quiz and another list and good stuff.
We won't get to all of it.
We might. Probably not.
Rapid fire. No. All right. Also, 99.3 ESPN wants to help you support local restaurants. We want to help support local restaurants as well, like the Boathouse on Naples Bay, good friends of ours, sponsors of the Friday Sports Test as well. Go to theboathouseonnaplesbay.com, see their full menu, then just call 239-643-2235. Place your order. It's 5:30 right now. It's dinner time. What are you thinking? You're thinking the Boathouse on Naples Bay. Pick you up a little something-something on the way home. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN.
Nice.
And the 99.3 ESPN app.
That's toe tapping.
That's not a toe tapper.
Absolutely is.
Literally fingernails on a chalkboard.
No.
No.
Harmonica.
No. No.
Is it over yet? Good God. It continues. What song is this anyway?
Whammer Jammer.
Whammer Jammer. You clearly have run out of songs to play with harmonica to get on my nerves today.
Oh, no, there's plenty.
We're down to Whammer Jammer.
This is awesome. What are you talking about?
Awesome?
Listen to that.
Why? I'm taking my headphones off.
Get you in the soul.
At least it picked up the beat a little bit here.
I thought for sure Craig would give it a yee-haw, but no.
Yeah, I did too.
I took my headphones off. I couldn't listen to. I don't like harmonica. That's a personal taste. I'm sorry. It grates on my nerves in most cases.
You know, over the weekend I had to have a real sit down with my oldest son. He's 4.
if you're gonna make some analogy,
wait till he's 14.
What did we have for dinner? Oh, we made like a stir fry.
Yeah, I didn't want the veggies, cool. Huh?
No, veggies, chicken. He loves veggies. Oh,
okay.
Loves everything about it. He takes a bite. He goes, "That's gross," and he spit it out.
What was it?
So on his plate in the dinner table?
I don't know what it was, but I sat him down. I said, "Buddy, somebody worked really hard to cook this meal."
Somebody not named Chris.
It was my wife.
Right.
I said, "Mommy worked very hard.
Yeah.
To cook this meal for you.
Yeah.
When you spit it out." All that hard work mom did to make you your dinner.
Yeah.
She now feels really bad and you've hurt her feelings. So, Craig.
Good parenting, Chris.
So, Craig.
Yeah.
When somebody makes music and puts themselves out there artistically.
Right.
And you say, and you spit on it.
Right.
That's you're acting like a 4-year-old, just so you know.
No. If it were actual music, I would cut it some slack. I mean,
you're right. Piano Man's not music.
I pour my heart and soul into this show every day. If somebody doesn't like what I say, should I feel bad like your wife, like your kid just spit out the meal?
I would.
Wow.
So what I had to teach him is you just say, "No, thank you. It's not my favorite."
And because he's a younger generation of today, he probably said, "Bleep you, Dad."
No, he didn't.
What was the veggies?
Where are the golden cracker goldfish?
He's fine with veggies. I can't remember what it might have been, the chicken, honestly, that he spit. He
really
doesn't like teriyaki flavor.
Oh, I was just going to say, was it teriyaki or soy sauce or some sort?
Yeah, it was.
He'll grow into it. They'll grow into
it. Poison, teriyaki.
I got you.
Poison.
Yeah, it's a type of sauce.
Sauce.
Asian sauce.
Poison sauce?
You've had it, trust me.
H-O-I-Z-E-N.
You've had it, Craig.
Poison.
You've had it, Craig.
I love teriyaki. I love a good Hawaiian teriyaki burger with pineapple on it. It's fantastic.
You've had hoisin. You just don't know it. Any kind of stir fry, more than likely you've had it.
Good.
You know how many things Craig has tried and he doesn't realize what he's eating? You know how many ingredients are out there that Craig has had and he doesn't realize that he's had?
Yeah.
Lots.
Yeah.
So that's why when you say you don't like something, I'm like, I bet you do.
I just don't realize you do.
No, I am very firm in what I do and do not like.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right. Pete, you want a list?
Yeah, boy, we're out of time. Sorry, we didn't get to it.
And now, a list.
Well, this is here's another. This is a good list, and it can go into the 2010s. All right, quarterbacks drafted in the top 5 since 1999. This is in the NFL.
Can we just do this?
No. We said quarterback. That was that didn't make the Pro Bowl. Now I'm just going to give you quarterbacks drafted in the top five since 1999 and what they've accomplished.
Can we go by year? Because this could be fun to go by year.
It's not by year, but...
Oh, you don't have
them. We can do make it a quiz a little bit. I'll tell you why.
It's real. We'll do a list.
Okay. Let me just give you these two facts first, and then the other three parts can be part of a quiz. So quarterbacks drafted in the top five since 1999, 14 of 28, that's half, have a losing record. Four have at least a .600 winning percentage. Now we can start the quiz partly. Two MVP winners. Can you name them? Quarterbacks drafted in the top five since 1999.
Yes, one is Cameron Newton.
Yes.
The other is, did Andrew Luck win an MVP?
No.
No, he didn't.
No.
No.
False.
Matt Ryan.
Correct.
Matty Ice.
One Super Bowl champion. Can you name him?
One?
Quarterbacks drafted in the top five since 1999. One Super Bowl champion and all that. Think about that. 28 of them have been drafted. One has won a Super Bowl.
Eli.
Oh, my. Yes. Good job. Good job.
Yes. But, I mean, just think about that stat for a second.
Is Cam's top first name Cameron?
Probably is.
Okay,
it's
I didn't know.
Acceptable.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
But think about that. There have been 28 quarterbacks drafted in the top five since 1999. One Super Bowl.
That's nuts.
Yep.
Bad news for Tua.
Shit. Well, Dolphins drop back to six.
That's right. Okay, now two of the quarterbacks drafted in the top five since 1999. Two have five Pro Bowl selections. Can you name them?
Good
two
grief.
Have five Pro Bowl selections. What was that?
That was my microphone hitting my hand.
I say it's not me.
Cam and Eli.
Yeah.
No, neither.
Cam doesn't have five?
Eli hasn't been to five?
Nope. Two have five-plus Pro Bowl selections. One is still playing, one isn't. I'll give you that hint.
Is Carson Palmer one of them?
Negative.
No, and he's not playing anymore.
Well, he said one is playing and the other is not, so that would have been the one for is not.
I stand down.
Again, two have five-plus Pro Bowl selections. Quarterbacks drafted in the top five since 1999. One is still playing, just got traded, and it's not Tom Brady.
Ben Roethlisberger. No,
Roethlisberger didn't get traded.
Oh,
and he didn't go in the top five.
Let me rephrase.
Did not get traded,
signed on as a free agent.
Phillip Rivers.
With another team.
Phillip Rivers.
Yes, Phillip Rivers is one.
So he's the one who's playing, obviously.
Yes, barely.
Barely, yes.
Who's not playing anymore?
Again,
a couple
two
guys.
Have five-plus Pro Bowl selections. Phillip Rivers and who else?
Aaron Rodgers.
If I give you the school, it'll give it
Aaron
away.
Aaron Rodgers wasn't
seconds.
Top five.
Oh, man, he wasn't even close to top five. I'm just throwing names out of the
If point. I give you the school, it'll give it away in 2 seconds.
All right, give me the school. Because the show's almost
Syracuse.
Donovan McNabb.
McNabb.
Yes.
We could have sat here until 8 o'clock tonight. I am not coming up with Donovan McNabb.
Yep. It's a good quiz. That's good.
Well, that was good.
That was good.
Yeah.
Good quiz.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know if we have time for our NFL all.
Well, no, but what I can do is we can go through the 2010s All-Decade Team tomorrow, but I do have yet another list that involves the 2010s All-Decade Team that I think you will find interesting as we close out the show.
Okay.
And now, a list.
Okay. The NFL's 2010s All-Decade Team announced today combined to produce some incredible numbers over the course of the last decade. So
zero Miami Dolphins.
There's no names here. 275 Pro Bowls, 32 Super Bowl wins. Again, these are the people that made the All-Decade Team. 895 total touchdowns, 147,517 all-purpose yards, 937.5 sacks, and 230 interceptions. That's the NFL 2010s All-Decade Team with some incredible numbers.
Pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Not too shabby.
Yep.
All right, we're going to dive more into that tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll go through the names tomorrow.
Plus, it'll be Red Alert Tuesday.
Yeah.
Masterpiece Theater.
Oh, I got a good one.
All kinds of fun and hijinks we'll have for you. We got What You Got coming up next. Also coming up in 15 minutes, another chance to win $500 of the Sheba to Shepherd cash grab. Just save the text number 45911 to your phone and be ready to enter the word when you hear it at 6 o'clock. And you got 15 minutes. You could win $500 by dinner time. Boom! And if you enter it on our app, our app's for free, 99.3 ESPN, you'll be registered to possibly win $10,000 as the grand prize in May. How simple is that? What you got next? Sheba to Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheman and Shepherd.
What You Got brought to you by Twin Peaks. Each drinks and scenic views. Roll on up there, and they got carry-out dining and $2 carry-out beer. It is New Year, New Beer's Eve, as we mark the anniversary from 1933 and Prohibition ended, by the way. Let's get yourself a nice 29-degree beer and enjoy your dinner tonight, Twin Peaks. All right. As I mentioned, on this day in history, Prohibition ended. Let's see what else we got on the big old list of fun here. Let's see here. Oh, the Seattle Kingdom opened on this day in 1977. By the way, the Mariners lost that game to the Angels 7-0.
That was, you talk about, you know, the 12th man allegedly in Seattle now, but man, when the Seahawks said that place was berserk back in the day, wasn't it, Craig?
Very loud, very loud. 1980, Gordie Howe completes a record 26th season compiler.
He would be the best player that ever played for the Red Wings, by the way.
Yeah, a little bit of a compiler. In 2009, North Carolina beat Michigan State 89-72 to win their fifth title. Ty Lawson, 21 points.
The game was nowhere near that close, and you forget to mention as well, Ty Lawson set the record for most steals in a championship game. Believe it was 9.
Yep. You're right, I did forget to mention that. In 2019, the Tampa Bay Lightning beat the Boston Bruins 6-3 in the season finale to get their 62nd win.
Stick that up, you habba!
And that tied the Red Wings' mark of 128 points for a season.
And then what happened in the first round?
They didn't win another game.
It was a quick show.
They lost to Biden 5 to the Jets.
No. They lost.
I mean, to Columbus Blue Jackets.
They
Columbus
lost Blue in Jackets. 4, didn't they?
I thought they won. No,
they got swept.
No, you're right. They were up 3-0. They blew. No, they. I thought they won game one.
Or
they were up 3-0. They lost in the game one and then just got pummeled.
Yeah, I don't think they won a game in that series.
I thought they won the first game and got swept the rest of the way, but I could be wrong.
Happy birthday to Mickey Cochran, Bert Blyleven. By the way, he was born in the Netherlands.
Blyleven.
Bert Behome, Blyleven.
Bert, Brett Boone, Lou Maloney. Happy birthday. And Tim Hasselbeck. There you go. Pete Shepard, what you got?
Well, speaking of the Red Sox, 91 days since MLB opened their investigation, 60 days since the Wall Street Journal Cold Breaker story showed the Astros front office involvement in MLB's attempt to sweep things under the rug, 42 days since MLB delayed their Red Sox report, and 13 days since Rob Manfred said they just had to type it up. What in the wild, wild world of sports
a lot
is going
of typing.
On over there?
A lot of typing.
A lot of typing.
I don't know what's going on. Wow.
Unbelievable.
All right, Chris, what you got?
All right, I got what should have been, could have been, the greatest backcourt in NBA history. Yeah. So there's a tweet sent out over the weekend.
Yes.
Who is this from? This was from... doesn't matter. Anyway, back in 1999, the Philadelphia 76ers had a young 24-year-old Allen Iverson playing point guard. They had a trade with the Toronto Raptors worked out that would have sent a 20-year-old Tracy McGrady to Philadelphia in exchange for who? Larry Hughes.
Oh,
the Sixers got cold feet at the last minute.
Yeah.
They decided not to move forward with the trade. Stephen A. Smith was the first.
He was working in Philadelphia.
Yeah,
back
he was
then.
Working in Philly, but he corroborated the story over the weekend. He tweeted out yesterday, 100% fact. the 76ers could have had a 24-year-old Allen Iverson at the one, and at the two, a 20-year-old Tracy McGrady.
Wow.
That might have worked out.
That would have been sick.
Might have worked out. The 0-1 finals would have been really interesting had you put Tracy McGrady on that Sixers team.
They won a game.
Yeah, they game one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where AI did the step over on Tyronn
Lue.
Yeah.
That's right.
Wow.
Wow. I kind of like Larry Hughes, too, but it's not Tracy McGrady.
He was a nice player, yeah. He was a nice player, but he wasn't T-Mac.
No.
Where did Larry go? St. Louis? Where did he go to school? St. Joe's? St. Louis? I forget.
Studio's breaking apart on you, huh? I don't know where he went.
Yeah.
What do you mean the studio's breaking apart?
You know how every once in a while that board falls down from the cover and the equipment?
Oh, that. Yeah, it just because you're shaking your leg.
Actually, I'm not. I'm perfect.
By the way, the Buccaneers' new unis come out tomorrow officially.
Oh, tomorrow night.
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Going to make great radio.
It's exciting, Craig.
I know.
It's exciting. Can you not poo-poo something?
God, I'll be glued to it. Here it comes. Oh, it's orange hues.
We're going to be talking a lot of hues tomorrow.
Yeah, lots of hues. Larry Hughes did go to St. Louis.
Yeah.
And Jello Shot pointing out that Eric Snow was the two on that Sixers team. You are correct. Eric Snow.
Michigan State's Eric Snow, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
He was pretty good, too. He had his moments.
Dikembe Mutombo locking down the center of the paint.
How about that?
Yep.
All right, so tonight we got Texas Tech versus
Virginia
for the Natty. We're going to replay it since we can't hear, you know, what should have been, would have been, could have been tonight. Indiana versus Kansas probably for the national championship, I'm sure. So, you can hear last year's at 8 o'clock here on 99.3 ESPN. Something to do. And I was supposed to watch something. I'm going to be watching more Jack Ryan tonight.
That's right.
Got to get myself caught up on that deal.
Giants and Giants in Arizona tonight, right?
On the Madden Twitch.
Yep.
Seattle Philly at 7. By the way, you can watch these games and you can watch them at 99.3ESPN.com. Mm-hmm. Put a wager on if you want, hypothetically. That'll do it for a Monday. For Chris, for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman. Good night, Southwest Florida. Thanks for listening, and God bless America and the world.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.